KJAN Sports.
It's time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Iowa High School Basketball Coaches Association announced their selections this week for the annual Mr. Basketball Honor and the Class Players of the Year. The Mr. Basketball Award for 2019 is a shared award this go-around. DJ Carton of Bettendorf and Jake Hilmer of North Lynn were both named co-Mr. Basketball for this year. Individually in each class, in Class 4A, Patrick McCaffrey of Iowa City West was named the Player of the Year. Bowen Bourne of Norwalk was the Player of the Year in Class 3A. The 2A Player of the Year, Ryan Schmidt of Van Meter, while Issa Samaki of Grandview Christian was named as the Class 1A Player of the Year. Samaki, Schmidt, and McCaffrey all are seniors, while Bourne is a junior. In college basketball last night, Nicholas Baer got hot from the outside. Jordan Bohannon and Tyler Cook hooked up for a memorable slam, and Joe Wieskamp contributed a couple of nice plays as Iowa stopped its four-game slide with a solid all-around performance. Baer made a career high of 5 of Iowa's 12 three-pointers, and scored 17 points, helping the Hawkeyes pull away from Illinois for an 83-62 victory last night in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Iowa turned up its play in the second half to hand coach Fran McCaffrey his first win since he returned Sunday after a two-game suspension for berating an official. The Hawkeyes went 12 of 23 from beyond the arc and turned 15 Illini turnovers into 24 points. It was a similar performance to their meeting in the regular season when Iowa shot a Carver Hawkeye Arena record 68% from the field in a 95-71 win over the Illini. Iowa hit on 52% from the floor in their dominating win last night, assisting on 25 of their 31 made baskets.
It's a coach's dream. We really moved it. We made great decisions. We established Tyler Cook and Luka. We mixed it, got a little bit out of transition. But when we're sharing the ball, that's when we're at our best.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The sixth-seeded Hawkeyes now advance to face third-seeded Michigan in the quarterfinals.
Well, they're a tremendous team with a tremendous coach. They really defend. They execute on offense. It takes a great effort to beat them.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. The Hawkeyes held the Wolverines to 32% shooting in their 74-59 win February 1st in their only meeting this season, as they will try to make it two in a row in the Big Ten tourney tonight, and we'll have that game for you. 7:30 pregame tonight, about 8:30 scheduled tip time, Iowa-Michigan from Chicago. Also yesterday in Big Ten conference play, Nebraska surprised Maryland 69-61. Ohio State beat Indiana 79-75. Minnesota topping Penn State in overtime 77-72. That sets up today's Big Ten schedule. Iowa-Michigan will be the last game of the day. The first game of the day, Ohio State facing Michigan State, and it's followed by Nebraska and Wisconsin, and then Minnesota and Purdue to start the night session before Iowa battles Michigan, all at the United Center in Chicago. Well, Talen Horton-Tucker hit 5 three-pointers and scored 21 points, and Iowa State looked really good yesterday, beating Baylor 83-66 in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 Conference Tournament. The Cyclones also had key contributions from Marielle Shayok, who had 18 points with 4 three-pointers. Lindell Wigginton had 16 points. Tyrese Halliburton chipped in with 13. Iowa State made 13 threes and shot over 50% from the field in their first win since February 25th. The Bears made 9 shots from distance and shot just 43%. Coach Steve Prohm says his team was really clicking.
When this team is making shots and competing the right way defensively, it's a very good basketball team. And, you know, when you get really those three guys, Talen, Tyrese, and Mario, 12 for 20 from three, you know, we're going to be tough to beat if we compete the right way.
In other games yesterday in the Big 12 tourney, Kansas beat Texas 65-57. It was Kansas State over TCU 70-61. West Virginia beat Texas Tech 79-74. Iowa State will face top seed Kansas State in the semifinals coming up tonight. That's a 6 o'clock tip time at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. That'll be followed by West Virginia and Kansas in the other conference semifinal game. In other conference tournament action yesterday in the AAC, it was Connecticut over South Florida, 80-73. Memphis beat Tulane, 83-68. SMU over Tulsa, 74-65. And Wichita State beat East Carolina, 73-57. In the quarterfinals today, Houston plays Connecticut. Memphis faces UCF. Cincinnati against SMU. And Wichita State plays Temple. In the Atlantic 10 Conference, Rhode Island beat LaSalle 76-57. George Mason over George Washington 61-57. St. Louis beat Richmond 71-68. St. Joseph's over Duquesne 92-86. The quarterfinals today has Rhode Island facing VCU, George Mason versus St. Bonaventure, Davidson battling St. Joseph's, and St. Louis against Dayton. In the MAC, Buffalo beat Akron 82-46, Central Michigan over Kent State 89-81, Northern Illinois beat Toledo 80-76, Bowling Green 99-86 over Ball State. Semifinals in that tourney today, Buffalo plays Central Michigan, Northern Illinois faces Bowling Green. In the ACC, Virginia beat North Carolina State 76-56. Florida State over Virginia Tech in overtime 65-63. North Carolina down Louisville 83-70. Duke over Syracuse 84-72. The ACC semis tonight has Virginia facing Florida State and North Carolina battling rival Duke. In the SEC tournament, Florida beat Arkansas 66-50, Auburn over Missouri 81-76. It was Alabama beating Mississippi 62-57, Mississippi State over Texas A&M 80-54. Quarterfinals today, Florida versus LSU, Auburn facing South Carolina, Alabama versus Kentucky, and Mississippi State battling Tennessee. In the Pac-12 conference yesterday, it was Washington over USC 78-75, Colorado beat Oregon State 73-58, Arizona State over UCLA 83-72. Oregon beat Utah 66-54. Semis tonight has Washington facing Colorado, Oregon battling Arizona State. In the Big East Conference Tournament quarterfinals yesterday, Xavier topping Creighton 63-61. It was Marquette over St. John's 86-54. Villanova beat Providence 73-62. Seton Hall over Georgetown 73-57. The semifinals set for tonight. In football news, the Seattle Seahawks are keeping a key piece to their offense from last year's playoff team. According to a person with knowledge of the deal, the Seahawks have reached agreement on a two-year deal with offensive lineman DJ Fluker. Fluker was a key influence in Seattle's resurgence as the top running team in the NFL. Running back Le'Veon Bell has officially signed with the Jets after agreeing to terms early Wednesday morning. That deal is for 4 years and $52.5 million. The Jets have released running back Isaiah Crowell, an expected move after they acquired Bell. The Raiders have released 2018 leading wide receiver Jordy Nelson and backup quarterback A.J. McCarron to create some salary cap space after going on a spending spree earlier this week. Also around the league, the Lions signed a trio of free agents to address some pressing needs. Defensive end Trey Flowers, cornerback Justin Coleman, and tight end Jesse James. The Patriots have completed a trade with the Eagles for defensive end Michael Bennett and Philadelphia's seventh-round pick in 2020. New England is sending a fifth-round draft pick in 2020 in exchange for the 33-year-old veteran edge rusher. Also around the league, the Bears have signed former Packers safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix to a one-year contract. The Chiefs have agreed with defensive end Alex Okafor on a three-year $18 million package, according to a source. In baseball news, Major League Baseball and its players' union have agreed to discuss renegotiating their labor contract that has three seasons left. This is part of a deal that includes modest rule changes for 2020 and drops pitch clocks until 2022 at the earliest. Players have been furious at slow free agent markets during the first two off seasons of that five-year labor contract. And in golf, Tommy Fleetwood and Keegan Bradley each shot 7-under-65 as they take a first-round lead at the Players' Championship in Florida. Fleetwood finished with three straight birdies. Bradley had an eagle on the par 5 16th hole as the pair finished their round one shot ahead of Brian Harman and one other. Tiger Woods is five strokes back. That's a check of sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.